Thursday, April 13th. The president stayed up at Camp David last night and didn't come down until a little afternoon today. I slept in and got to the office late. When I arrived at 10, I found urgent messages from Ehrlichman and Schultz and learned that there had been a big flap with Conley regarding the plan for a Troika plus CEA meeting this afternoon. Turns out that our PR planning group had decided it'd be a good idea to bring Johnny Walters in to get a little publicity on the IRS efforts on over withholding. And they had gone ahead and contacted Walters, who had then gone and contacted Conley before Parker got to Conley to clear it. As a result of this, Conley blew his stack, called all of them and raised all kinds of hell, called Steve Bull and said he wanted to see the president. So I called John as soon as I got the facts on the matter, tried to explain it all to him. He was very upset, made the point strongly to me that that was the last straw. He'd had it and he was through. I went through the whole rationale of how he couldn't do this and all that, but he at least says that he feels there's clearly a conspiracy or at least a series of actions against him that by the White House staff, and he named Kissinger with some meeting he had on Chile, Ehrlichman, Schultz, Stein especially, Flanagan, that there's just too much participation by other people, that everybody calls his people and issues orders to Treasury and so on. He wants to run the department himself. He will not take orders from the White House staff. Their judgment's not as good as his. He's got a good track record at Treasury, and obviously some of our people don't think so, and he's not going to stay around and fight him. He's going to get out. He was firmer and madder than he's been before on this. We had quite a long talk on the phone, but I didn't really get anywhere. I debated whether to inform the president of this before the Canada trip. Conley said not to, but told me I could if I decided it was best. So this afternoon, the president had me over at the OB for a while, and I did tell him about it. It obviously concerned him a great deal. He raised a lot of questions of points to be covered, which I had already covered. And I argued strongly that we shouldn't do anything further, but rather let Conley float over the weekend and then see what we do on Monday, which the president agreed to, although I think he felt that it would have been better to take some action to try and solve the thing. We Kissinger came in, and the president reviewed the Canadian Parliament speech with him. Henry asked that he cut out the sentence about the fact that nations that supply arms to other nations bear the responsibility for what those other nations do with the arms, a direct dig at Russia and the current Vietnam action. Henry argues strongly that we should not initiate an attack on Vietnam in the public relations area, but it's okay to hit back if we're attacked. Henry reported that Rogers is talking to Laird about the B-52 strikes. Both of them are backing into a position so that they can bounce both ways. If opinion goes against us, they can say they were against it. If it works out satisfactorily, they can say that they had been right with it all along. Sort of the typical maneuver. The president ordered some additional strikes and pushed Henry hard for developing some other even stronger action in the next few days in terms of bombing action, blockading, etc. The president and Henry agreed that they should drop the press conference for next week and the ASNA Q&A because as of now, Henry's going to go to Moscow secretly on Monday night, to meet with them on Vietnam at their request prior to his meeting on the 24th in Paris. So that changes the picture some. After Henry left, there was some discussion as to how Rogers should be informed on this, and we agreed that Kissinger should do it, or Kissinger and I together, give him the whole story on the trip, telling him that Brezhnev sent a message to the president asking Kissinger to come to Moscow before he went to Paris, and explaining that this is what Henry's doing, it has no bearing on the trip, etc. Henry's canceled his Japanese trip, so he'll be around this weekend and then head for Moscow midweek next week. We took off for Canada at 5 o'clock, arrived for a standard arrival ceremony, and then into the guest house and a white tie dinner. I sat next to the finance minister, Turner, who is an extremely impressive young guy, 42, very handsome, very articulate, consummate politician, left-wing type, but very admiring of the president, and a guy that will undoubtedly be a factor in the future. End of April 13th.